I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Here's an interesting one for you. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources got some restitution money from a kayaker who faked his death. Well, the DNR's using that money to fund some public service equipment. More details when we return, but first...
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that the restitution received as part of a 2025 Green Lake County Circuit Court ruling is being used to purchase new sonar equipment for emergency response to public safety incidents and natural resource protection cases. The court ruling was against a kayaker who staged his own death. According to the DNR, Ryan Borgwart staged a boating fatality on Big Green Lake, the state's deepest inland lake, back in August of 2024. Almost 2 months later, authorities determined he had fled the country and falsified his death for personal reasons. Green Lake County Sheriff and other law enforcement partners located him in Europe and convinced Borgwart to return to Green Lake. The court ordered Borgwart to pay restitution to the DNR for its approximately 350 hours of staff time spent searching for him. The DNR used about $9,000 of those restitution funds to purchase a device called a towfish sonar. The unit can map the bottom of water bodies for missing persons, items, and hazards. The towfish unit has already been deployed on 4 missions.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.